seen something that was like a pillow, but a good bit longer than a pillow. Might have just been used for decoration, put it in the head of the bed where a pillow would normally go.
Like foam rubber? Could you know, something made of foam rubber, just make it look like pillows?
What I have in mind is a little different. Have you ever heard of anything called a bolster?
No.
Okay. Well, let's say that you have heard of a bolster, this expression. If it's a particularly long bolster, you might say, well, it doesn't just go partway across the bed, it goes
all the way.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Do you have a name for something, for a place that you would fix up on the floor for somebody to sleep?
Cot.
Okay. Anything besides that?
Sleeping bag.
All right. Anything else?
On the floor?
Yeah. Would you ever use the word pallet that way?
Yes, pallet.
Yeah. All right. Talking about the land, this adjective, farmer might say, well, we ought to get a big crop from that field because the soil is very
rich
or
productive.
Okay, something else begins with an F.
Fertile.
All right. Do you have a name for land that's low-lying land, might have had water on it at one time, it's usually very rich, good land?
Bottom land.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is that considered good land? Around tree for
no
bottom land
or swampy type.
Swampy land. Let's see. Is there any kind of land that you would call a marsh?
Yes.
Like what?
Not more than 3 feet deep. Swampy, oozy. Got some like down south Louisiana, like a marsh.
Yeah. Would a marsh and a swamp be the same thing?
Marsh is more open, swamp's got a lot of trees and everything, and marsh is like just flat, you know, shallow water.
Yeah. Okay. What about a piece of land that only has, say, grass or hay growing on it, nothing else?
Pasture.
Okay. Would people around where you were brought up ever use the word meadow for a piece of land like that?
Yes.
We'd call it a
meadow.
Do you have names for different types of soil? Nothing technical, but you know, just depending on whether it's particularly good soil or poor.
Rocky, hilly, sandy.
What kind of soil would sandy be considered?
Just fine sand.
I mean, would it be good for growing things or?
Depends what you're growing. Like if you're growing watermelons or cucumbers, it'd be good. It's, you know, anything that you're growing that doesn't need a real good root structure.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of any kind of soil called gumbo or buckshot?
Gumbo is real murky, kind of like muddy, clayish, sticky.
Yeah. What about in terms of growing things? How's that rate?
You don't grow.
You just get stuck in it?
Right.
Okay. You haven't heard of buckshot?
No.
You ever heard of crawfish land?
Crawfish?
Or just crawfish?
Oh, I love crawfish.
Have you ever heard of any kind of land called crawfish land?
No.
Okay. Since you mentioned crawfish, do people around where you're from call them anything else?
Crawfish, crayfish. Scabbies.
Scabbies. You ever call them crawdads?
Crawdads. Well, crawdads, yeah.
How would you eat crawfish?
If the claws are big enough, you pull off one of the pinchers and it'll pull the meat out. If you do it right, and then you grasp around the middle, pull out the tail.